India is actively seeking international support to justify possible military action against Pakistan, following a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJIC, The New York Times reported. Despite limited evidence directly linking Pakistan to the April 22 attack that killed 26 civilians, the report said the prospect of a volatile confrontation between the two nuclear-armed neighbors is growing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urgently contacted over a dozen world leaders and summoned envoys from more than 100 foreign missions to the Ministry of External Affairs for high-level briefings, the report said. Diplomatic sources cited by the New York Times said the Indian effort appears focused not on de-escalating tensions, but on building international backing for potential military action. Without naming Pakistan, Modi in a speech vowed severe punishment and pledged to raise terror safe havens. In EOJIC, Indian security forces have launched a sweeping crackdown, arresting hundreds of people as they search for the perpetrators. India has also announced moves to disrupt water flow to Pakistan, suspended the 1960 Indus Waters Treaty, expelled Pakistani diplomats, and ordered the immediate departure of Pakistani citizens visiting India. Islamabad has responded by suspending participation in bilateral agreements, including arrangements concerning the line of control, the de facto border between the two countries. Anti-Muslim sentiment is reportedly intensifying across India, with Kashmiri students facing harassment in other Indian cities and many returning to their homes. 5 days after the attack, India has not officially identified any group as responsible, and little concrete evidence has been presented publicly to support claims of Pakistan's involvement. Briefings to diplomats included references to technical intelligence, including facial recognition data, linking the attackers to Pakistan, officials said. Analysts cited in the report warned that India might act without feeling the need to provide detailed evidence, given the broader global distraction by conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Iran and Saudi Arabia have reportedly urged restraint, and the United Nations and European Union have called for dialogue, but major powers, including the United States, remain largely focused elsewhere. The Trump administration has voiced strong backing for India's counterterrorism efforts. President Donald Trump has described himself as friendly to both India and Pakistan, but has not indicated any immediate mediation efforts. Experts noted that the United States has not yet appointed an ambassador to India, suggesting South Asia is not a top priority for Washington. Daniel Markey, a senior fellow at Johns Hopkins University, said India appears determined to deliver a spectacular response compared to the limited impact of its 2019 airstrike against Pakistan after the Pulwama attack. Markey warned that both India and P.